WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. So it's a little bit of rain, but nothing much to speak of, although I guess there were some stronger bands that came through earlier, and maybe some more will come later. But we have to be extremely grateful that we're not in harm's way from Irma. My friend, and many people of you have friends down in Florida and other places where this Irma, this Category 5 with winds expected to be 185 miles per hour, is taking aim. So our prayers and thoughts are for those folks, and also for all the folks dealing still with Hurricane Harvey. I was noticing online that Israel, who always helps in these cases, sent several teams to help, some dealing with search and rescue, others dealing with supplies, and another whole team with psychological aid for people who are just really totally freaked out, as well you could expect. Other than Mexico, that's the only country outside of the United States that has offered assistance. So yay Israel. They always are thinking of other people. So there's a new restaurant that's up here. I don't know exactly where it is. It says something special at Semolina. Owner of Somerville's Dave's Fresh Pasta opens eatery in Medford. This is from an article in the Wicked Local by Katie Bowler. It said that the Semolina's kitchen and bar is officially open for business. They had a soft opening last month on Boston Avenue. And now the restaurant is now serving breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. So they have ingredients, imported products and ingredients, sort of like the shop at Davis Square. And they have homemade pastries and all kinds of interesting things. So they have wines, and they have tables to sit down, which is different because I don't think Dave's had much of that, maybe a minimal amount. And anyway, it sounds like it'd be nice. It's nestled between two academic buildings on the Tufts University campus. So I'm not certain exactly where that is. They don't give an address, but have to definitely check that out. I'm in the mood for pasta, actually. Well, I've just had a very long and protracted bout of you don't want to know about it when you can't do what you normally do, which is eliminate the food that you're done with and talk about pain. Anyway, I'm now on some medication, which is helping, and you know, just saw my primary care after not being there for 2 years. So I got the tetanus shot because I get all these wonderful things for my kitty. Thank God I haven't had any more incidents of infection. But and I also got a flu shot, and I'm going to have to get a couple more shots, and this, that, and the other. And anyway, if you haven't been to your primary care for a while, you might consider checking up on yourself, because, I found out. So we have something quite fun and new. It's San Francisco String Trio. May are introduced to you, and they're doing... This is the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's a kaleidoscopically creative reimagining of the Beatles' epochal album. Bay Area supergroup with guitarist Mimi Fox, bassist, vocalist Jeff Denson, violinist Mads Tolling, and this is coming out, well, let's see, September 8th. And what's today? The 5th was Tuesday, 6th was Wednesday. So it's, yeah. So we'll pop that in and have a listen. Sounds like it could be fun. Anyway, this is the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, here at Tufts Radio, Tufts University. Oh, and now why is this spitting this out? Come on. Come on, Deck, behave. Nope, it's not working. We're going to have to try another deck. For some reason, these decks are so... Nope, it's not liking that one either. Come on, this is a brand new CD. Why don't you like this? Maybe that's going to work. All right, we'll do... it is loading. All right, we'll do the... I'm sure you'll recognize this.
Thank you. hat, bending his head over a plate, putting soup in his mouth with a
Okay, that's pretty interesting. This is a CD. It's quite a project. It's called Matt Wilson's Honey and Salt, music inspired by the poetry of Carl Sandburg. And it's a very nice it's the way it's put together. It's very nice. It's Don Thompson on voice and guitar, Ron Miles on cornet, Jeff Lederer on reeds, harmonium, and voice, Martin Wind on acoustic bass guitar, and Matt Wilson on drums and voice. So they have wonderful artwork here and a lot of history. Let's see if I can find some of the information on this to share with you. There's this stuff. Okay. So coinciding with the 50th anniversary of the poet's death, the album features readings by Jack Black, Christian McBride, John Scofield, Carla Bley, Bill Frisell, Joe Lovano, and Rufus Reed, with music by Wilson and longtime collaborators. Okay, so this came out on Palmetto Records August 25th. And just going to see if he's in this area. I think the closest is Connecticut. and that's September 22nd. They're going to be at the Clark University, actually, on September 21st. Okay, so sharing both Sandberg's Midwestern roots and his gift and passion for communicating lofty art to a broad and diverse audience, Wilson has been a lifelong admirer of the poet's work and has been setting his words to music for more than 15 years. The long-awaited release of Honey and Salt, out August 25th, coincides, okay, with the 50th anniversary of Sandberg's death in July of 67, and looks ahead to January 2018, when the 140th anniversary of his birth will be celebrated. Sandberg was a Renaissance man and a poet of the people, Wilson says. I feel sometimes that all of the celebrated American poets, of all of them, he doesn't really get his due. Hopefully we can help his work get more recognition in some small way. So he's enlisted all these greats that I mentioned. And so Sandberg was born in Galesburg, Illinois on January 6, 1878. But in 1964, Wilson was born one town over in Knoxville. That proximity meant that the drummer became acquainted with the poet's name and iconic silhouette almost from birth. There was a junior college nearby named for Sandberg, as well as a shopping mall. At home, the Wilson family read and discussed Sandberg's poetry, and listened to recordings of his readings. Very interesting. So we'll talk more about this, but it's a great project, actually. So let's see. If you are annoyed by all the loud airplane noises from flights departing Logan Airport these days, our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This meant that every single airplane departing from runway 331 on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit Boston West Fair Skies, all one word, .org. It's a public message, a public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So they've got a picture here of a plane overhead, and then there's another picture of a dog with his hands over his ears saying, "Make it stop." Oh, the poor doggy. Yeah, because animals' ears are really sensitive to sound, to noise. So, and of course, people are too. All right, so it's a great film that you need to make time to see. It was showing over at the West Newton Cinema. I'm not sure if it's still there. I don't know if I brought the schedule with me. And it was also showing at the Kendall, which had been out of commission, I think, till today. There was all kinds of construction that was going on. So an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power. Al Gore patiently tries again with an inconvenient sequel. And the graphics and the shots around the earth of the effects of global warming, I mean, it's just really unbelievable. He puts it together so beautifully. And of course, he has confrontations with some of the senators who are, trying to act like this doesn't exist. And anyway, it's largely a slideshow presented by Gore. And they go to the Paris talks, where he helps broker a deal. I don't want to tell you too much because it's interesting to actually learn that. Anyway, I would say this is absolutely must see. So there's that. There's a terrific film called Menashe, which I've seen. It's a Yiddish language drama. And it says Brad Wheeler of the Globe says it's the opposite of schmaltzy. It's gotten great reviews, actually. It's an understated drama, and it was covertly shot in Brooklyn's guarded Hasidic community. So Huh. His community dictates that without a good wife and nice dishes, he cannot properly raise his son, this is Menashe, as a proper chassid. He's in a danger of losing his boy. He needs to get it together. Delicately woven and sensitively told, director-writer Joshua Z. Weinstein's Ode to a Shlemiel rings true. Well, that I did see at the West Newton Cinema, and that's a nice theater, actually. Now, let's see what else have we got here. West Newton Cinema, The Midwife. I don't know if that's still playing. Deneuve and Freud. I have not seen that. Now, Keddie has been held over. This is just wonderful. Cat lovers will purr over Keddie. It's in Turkish subtitles, given an A-. The cat doc that will save us all. Why are other movies even made? It was a New York Times critic. It's a beautiful love note to Istanbul and the people of Istanbul who take care of the cats that are running around all over the town. It's very beautiful. Okay, so that's all of that. And I think we're going to go now to something from Case Lang and Viers. Viers, yes.
Agora Você madurou e já pode cair na brincadeira. Fogueira, dançando na roda de umbigo de fora, teu corpo parece uma viola. Rodeia, sorrindo de lado, cheirando a pecado, provoca o diabo quando chega. desorientado, fico violento que nem lobisomem na coleira. Morena bonita, cuidado que a vida também não é só de brincadeira. Peleja, paixão arrebata, se morre, se mata e a gente nem vê a ribanceira. Cegueira, me jogo sem medo e só por um segredo na tua orelha. Que quanto mais dói, mais a gente rói a carcaça inteira. Mas se você me der seu coração, eu só vou comer na palma da mão. Palavra de rei, assoalho de estrelas. E te prendo na rede da minha canção. Eu sou pescador, você é perdição. Nadei tanta água, foguei na areia. Pode cair na brincadeira. Fogueira, dançando na roda de umbigo de fora, teu corpo parece uma viola. Rodeia, sorrindo de lado, cheirando a pecado, provoca o diabo quando chega. Desorientado, fico violento que nem lobisomem na coleira. Cuidado que a vida também não é só de brincadeira. Peleja, paixão arrebata, se morre, se mata e a gente nem vê a ribanceira. Cegueira, me jogo sem medo e sopro um segredo na tua orelha. Que quanto mais dói, mais a gente rói a carcaça inteira. Se você me der seu coração, eu só vou comer na palma da mão. Palavra de rei, assoalho de estrelas. E te prendo na rede da minha canção. Eu sou pescador, você é perdição. Nadei tanta água, foguei na areia.
Burning waters, smoke and desperate stillness flooding into me and out of me. Knives and shining stars collide, and you, different versions of you with me, is a silent scream to the night trees. In their still patience,
what an incredible group. Now, they were just at Club Passim on the 4th. Amazing. And I guess tour dates are still being added. They're going to be in Newton for the Scandinavian Food Festival on 9/23. What fun. And at the NEC's Community Day on 923, also in Boston. So two other opportunities, and at the Burren on 1011. So you get opportunities. Well, this group is from this area. They're recent graduates of the New England Conservatory. NEC selected them as their 2016-2017 Wild Card Ensemble, which gave them sponsorship from This World Class Conservatory, a headlining performance at the historic Jordan Hall, and a year of coachings with Winfried Horan, fiddler of Solace. Though the band is just 1 year old, Brian O'Donovan, a senior DJ at Boston's prestigious WGBH, calls Nighttree one of the most exciting roots-based music groups to emerge from the New England Conservatory in many years. Their individual chops and adventurous approach make Nighttree a band to watch. Unbelievable. So, this is produced by Seamus Egan, founding member of Solace. And so they're conservatory trained, and they've absorbed genres from across the globe. With their millennial curiosity, the results in mixture of Irish, obviously classical, jazz, klezmer, Indian, and Afro-Cuban music. Amazing. Well, that is a real find. Nighttree, I love the name too. We'll be hearing more from that group for sure. Now, let's see what it says on this first one. A voice that calls out across the night sky in both objective observation and deep wisdom. The protagonist hears the call and immediately jumps into action for a mission that ends in transcendence. I love it. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to go now. Let's see. I think this is another new one. And this one just actually came out. Let's go to this one here.
Your mama worked nights in the Texaco light. Your daddy was a rolling stone. I was in a band that was catching some fire. I said that you could come along. We were too big for that little old city, so we took it far as it could go. And we spent the whole summer just chasing that sun all the way down to Mexico. Underneath the moon with the radio playing Tango. I remember you saying, baby, don't move, just let me look at you. Just like this night, you held up your hands in the shape of a camera, took a snapshot, so you'd always remember the world we knew before it faded away into the take a hit of that wind. It smells like the summer rain. Yeah, and when I shoot tequila with a salty hand, it brings me right back again. Yeah, and I wonder where you are. Probably in some shiny car, cutting lanes down the 101. You never could say goodbye or cut around the lines. Yeah, baby, to run underneath the moon with the radio playing Tangled in Blue. I remember you saying, baby, don't move, just let me look at you. Just like this night, you held up your hands in the shape of a camera, took a snapshot, so you'd always remember the world we knew before it faded away. remember you saying, baby, don't move. Just let me look at you. Just like this, and now you held up your hands in the shape of a camera, took a snapshot, so you'd always remember the world we knew before it faded away into the
Okay, this is Sean McDonald, and it's called Undone. This is, he's going to be appearing at Club Passim on September 27th. The song is Holy Days, slow, nostalgic piano driven, like a Polaroid picture of a summer love come and gone. A melancholy flipbook of memories, culminating in the chorus, you held up your hands in the shape of a camera, took a snapshot so you'd always remember the world we knew before it faded away into those holy days. Patient and spacious from start to finish with yearning, emotive, and reflective vocals. This is lovely. In today's louder is mightier world, it takes guts to be quiet. But when the right artist summons the courage, strips down, and finds the right songs, one voice and one guitar can make an all-consuming roar. we'll be hearing more of this. Sean McConnell, Undone. Very nice. So, we're going to follow that up with something from, this is a debut album from Rusty Young. And here we go. Okay, I guess it didn't load. I'll have to put it on a different deck. Okay, let's try this. Sometimes these decks can be very, very persnickety, as I want to say. All right, here we go.
Well, it's just another morning, waiting for the sun to shine. I just can't keep my eyes closed, so many things on my mind. I pour a cup of coffee, push a pencil across the page. It's just another morning, waiting for the sun to shine. Thank you. wasting another morning waiting for the sun to shine.
Okay, this is Rusty Young, Waiting for the Sun, and that just came out. It's a debut album, and says it's a debut solo album. Young musician from Denver, invited to play steel guitar on what would become the final album by Buffalo Springfield. That was in 1967. Soon after, he, along with Richie Furay, George Grantham, and Jim Messina, would form the seminal West Coast country rock band Poco. Over the next five decades, alongside bandmates that would also include Paul Cotton, Randy Meisner, and Timothy B. Schmidt, he became not only the musical core of the band, but also the writer and vocalist behind hits, including Rose of Cimarron and the number one smash Crazy Love. Now the singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, who remains the heart and soul of Poco, has made the most surprising statement of his 50-year career. I'd intended to retire from the road, Rusty admits. I was certainly slowing down, wanting nothing more than to spend more time at home gardening and fishing. But a fan reached out saying that he had a new artist-friendly record label and asked if I would consider a solo project. I had been offered solo deals back in the 70s, but always felt Poco was more important. But I feel I'm now the best I've ever been as a singer and songwriter, and I have a better grasp of the music than ever before. And I realized that this was the perfect time to do something that could be a really rewarding part of my legacy. Well, we'll be hearing more from him. That was quite lovely. All right, so we're WMFO Medford, and you're listening to The Voicemobile. So that song, Waiting for the Sun, do have you got acoustic guitar band backup, Beatlesque feel. It says it's Waiting for the Sun is all about writing this album. It's about watching the sun rise each morning, sitting on the couch with a pad, pencil, and guitar in hand. It's about taking inspiration from the new day and creating new music. It draws from all my musical influences. You'll catch a little Beatles, Buffalo Springfield, and even Buck Owens. I love this one. Great. All right, so let's see where we want to go now. Right here, I think.